I'm single, right? And I'm a virgin, right? And so, but really, that's never been like a big deal to me, right? I always
Oh,
been 30.
it's a choice, or what is
I mean,
it?
it's
Made
more
it
like
better be a choice.
I
I
mean, it's one of those things where it's like it never bothered me, so I never put much effort into like trying to lose it. And you know, when you're a guy, if you don't put the effort in, it'll just pass you by pretty much, right?
So wait. Hold on. So you ain't had sex with her, but you done other stuff, right?
I mean, I've masturbated, but that's
No,
it.
you ain't got head.
No kiss, no hug. Like I
No,
held a
wait,
girl.
stop, bro. No kiss? You never kissed a girl in your life?
Never.
Man, you cap. You cap, bro. You cap.
I held a girl's hand one time, and that's it.
Stop, man. You
Real,
can't.
no, look, I'm real shit. This real shit. Hold on, listen though. I got more to this. All right. So, but again, it's never been like a big deal to me, right? And that's why I've always been kind of just focused on myself.
Because you ain't never hit nothing. That's why it's not a big deal. Once
Maybe
you hit, when you hit it one time, it's gonna be a big deal.
so. It's like crack. You said it's like cocaine. You do it one time and that's
Man, it's like heroin, bro. You hit it one time and you
it.
start.
Look, maybe I'm better off as is if it's that bad.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean,
Whoa.
are you doing it because of religious purposes or?
Not, dude. I'm real shit. Real shit. Like it never bothered me to the point where I was like, damn, I need to go out here and just start, asking out a dozen, 100 bitches or whatever. I was always focused on myself. And when you like that, if you're not out here trying to make it happen, it won't happen for you as a dude, because we supposed to go out there and put in work.
You must live in a city that don't got bitches, huh?
My city lame as hell too.
That's why. Because if you was in my city, you wouldn't be able to handle it. I stay in Atlanta. And
Yeah.
it's like 10 girls to every one out here, and they have BBLs, they dig all kinds of
Yeah.
crazy stuff.
Like I rarely see like the type of girl that gets me like super excited, like damn,
Okay,
like
so
and
I can see how that could possibly happen. no, not 30, no bitches at all. That's not possible.
What? Really? What?
Yo, that's messed
What?
up because he's doing it. So how is it not possible? There's a personality.
Yeah. I'm right here, I'm doing
Wait,
it.
no, I do not believe that. Like you, there is no way. Like there is not one girl, one day, an ugly one, or I don't know, a fat one, or anything that
Hold
never.
up, hold up. But look, it's more to this though. Hold up. Now,
Okay.
see, I hear what you're saying, like with the fat, ugly gorilla hoes, right? Now, I've had some fat hoes try to holler at me. But remember, I'm not no thirsty, desperate ass nigga. So when I've been in those situations where it was like a fat bitch or something trying to holler, like I'm like, huh, because I'm not desperate. I'm cool. I'm cool. But it's been some situations where the girl, you know how girls would give you like choosing signals and shit?
You trying
Like,
to get slammed and you don't want to
yeah,
do it.
right. But see, the thing was, in those situations, it's like to
Hey,
a
I'm sorry,
certain.
the chat asked, I'm gonna be blunt. The chat asked, do you have a dick?
Well, I have a dick. It's a small dick, but I have a dick.
Over it.
Now, hold up. I'm not done though. I'm
Well,
not
my
done.
man
Look,
don't care. He just putting it all out there.
let me finish the story, right? Hold up now. So look, now it's been some situations where like some cute girls might have been giving me choosing signals and shit, right? But remember, I'm cool. But see, the thing is, at the same time, I can't even lie. Like, part of the reason why I wouldn't do anything is in those situations is that like I wouldn't have like the confidence
You don't have the
to.
experience nor the confidence.
Yeah.
And you
So it's
don't
like,
want to cat off, so you just be like, ah, I'm good.
yeah, it's easier to assume that it's all in my head. She don't really like me, right? So I'm gonna just keep it moving, right? But look, recently I've been feeling good about myself. Like, cause man, I've been through a lot of shit in my life. And I'm at a point where I'm really happy and like my self-esteem is just like up. And so recently, I was in this situation again where a girl was giving me what I think was choosing signals. And I was like, you know what? This time, let me just see what's up. Let me just go for it, right?
She was witty, huh?
I was like, yeah, like, I'm all cool. I got self-esteem now. I'm ready to go. And so I see her again. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I couldn't do it. I was scared to death, right? And so.
Yeah, look. I'm sorry to cut you off, but this is the main reason you shouldn't be 30 and be a virgin. Because when you're ready to really get it done, you're not going to have no experience. And the girl that you want, you're going to mess it up. So yeah. you have to practice. It's like if you want to make it to the NBA, and I think of marriage as a contractual agreement like the NBA, it takes a lot to get married. It's hella shit you got to do. So you got to practice, bro. Like even if you don't hit nothing, you still got to get to the point where you bow to and you just curve it like, I'm good.
So wait, but I don't even know. So what's your problem, Chad? Not as far as being a virgin or whatever, because that's what you're But what is your problem right now?
Lack of confidence. He's interested
in... No. I'm trying to see what he wants.
What does he want? Okay, so... Now, most guys, in my situation, when you see a girl that you like, or she might like you, typically, it's a fear of rejection that keeps guys, like, from making that move. And so, when this whole situation was happening, I went home, and I started reflecting, like, damn, like, I know I'm scared, but what am I scared of? And it wasn't like a fear of rejection, because I'm used to being single. Like, man, this shit ain't nothing to me.
Man, you fear the coochie.
No, look, what scared me
is the coochie.
Is projecting my sexuality out into the world. It's like, I'm afraid to, like, because when you tell a girl you like her, you're admitting like, look, I like them big ass titties. I like that fat ass. And I feel like to a certain extent, my fear is projecting my sexuality out in the world towards a living person.
But that shouldn't be your fear because you're not a porn star. Nobody's really going to, you project it, but nobody's going to see it but the person you're messing with.
Look, maybe I'm being irrational.
You need to hit something. All you got to do is hit something and your life will change. Everything will understand. Unfortunately, that's not the best advice, but it's probably the most logical advice. Hit something and watch how stuff changes. You're not going to be afraid of it no more. Or at least if you don't hit something, kiss something. Kiss a girl at least, bro. You can't be 30 and not kiss a girl. I'm sorry. Like, I think you're lying about that. But I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt because you gotta kiss on her, you gotta rub on her, and then stuff will start clicking. You'll be like, okay, I know what to do after this. I know, even if you don't hit, you still gotta get in that mode because what's gonna happen? You're gonna be 50 years old, you're gonna be ready to settle down for a wife, you're gonna find somebody that's bad, and then she gonna want you too, and then y'all gonna start doing stuff, and it's gonna be the first time you ever do something. She's gonna be like, oh, dog, you a weirdo, get out of here. And it's going to mess up. And you're going to be sick.
Mm-hmm.
Practice makes perfect. You got to practice. I'm not saying hit everything.
I'm sorry. How did you grow up? But like really is upbringing. How, like your parents, your family, I don't know. Because this is, not saying it's bad, but it's just like unheard of. That's why I'm like, I don't believe. But like, what type of family structure did you have?
I mean,
shelter. Or you didn't go outside, your parents didn't
let you go. Like I was a real like nerdy type dude, video games and anime, that sort of thing. And it wasn't until I was in like my early 20s that I started to really like kind of expand beyond that. You know, I started getting into working out and making music and shit. And
turn you up.
Yeah. And that's when I started to notice that I started to get like some, you know, eye contact and girls trying like doing weird shit around me and whatever. But you know, I think really at heart, I'm just a homebody type dude. I don't go out to clubs and shit like that. Like I'm an artist type. Like I stay in the house making music and shit like that. So I'm not really out like that. So that might be a big thing. Like I'm just a homebody type. And you know, you got to be around women to have those situations where you can escalate towards things and just nothing ever happened, which, you know, again, to me, not a big deal, but I just thought it was interesting that my fear, again, wasn't rejection. It was projecting sex out into the world, because I never do that. I never, you know.
One more question for you. Do you like only girls? Do you like guys too?
I mean, it's some cute guys out there, but I'd rather have a girlfriend, personally.
You say it's some cute guys.
It's some man, but them trannies and stuff, they on a different level right now. But I'm real shit. I mean, it is, but me personally, if it came down to it, I'd rather have a girl. But I think if I was like I'm some freaky shit, I probably could, you know, at least get topped by a tranny or something, but you know.
My boy. Yo, hey, what you gotta do, bro? You gotta just experience some shit. Like, you just experience some stuff. Then after you experience something, like go try some stuff out. You have to. Because that's the only way you're gonna get good at it. You can't listen to people's advice that's done it before and expect them to have the same type of mindset you have. You have to kind of learn it on your own. It's like if I never picked up a basketball and somebody was telling me, hey, do this, but I never picked up a basketball, I can hear what they're saying, but unless I pick it up and try it myself, then I'm going to really understand it. So, man, you just got to go.
You hit something. That's it. That's the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what you're trying to do, I'm not telling you go fuck anyone. But
oh, no, not even that. Just kiss somebody, bro. You got to kiss somebody.
We're going to start with kissing.
No. Okay.
Kiss somebody first.
Okay. Hey, one more question. Do you think, because guys, like, I've heard guys who are like virgins or like newly not virgins talk about this. Do you think it'll be a bad idea to tell a girl that I'm a virgin beforehand? Like, should I just let that?
Yes and no. It depends on the girl. Some girl, if you got a girl that's out here in the streets busting it wide open, she got 100 bodies, you tell her you're a virgin, she gonna clown you and keep it pushing.
No, but girl, I think she's still gonna like it. She's gonna be like, oh yeah, let me get a virgin.
Man, now with her stuff being run through, she's trying to get her stuff beat up. She's not trying to tell them what to. Okay, well, you answer that question, Melanie.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, I mean, I think the same as like some guy. It depends, because some guys are like, oh no, I don't want to take her virginity. That's going to make her crazy for me. I'm not ready for that. And some men are like, I want to take her virginity. I want to be her first. And I think some women get turned on by that. So it really depends on the women.
If I find the right girl, she might say, oh, an opportunity. Maybe.
It might be. I mean,
maybe.
You might find the right dude before you find the right girl.
I'm done.
Hey, look, maybe.
Bro, but whatever floats your boat, man. I got
my eyes set on women though. That's if I had to choose, I'd rather have a girl for sure though.
Okay. I mean, you don't know though. You ain't done nothing with nobody.
Yeah, I mean, but you gotta start somewhere. You gotta
start kissing somebody, please.
Okay.
Just kiss.
Yeah, okay. That's the advice. Just kiss somebody.
Just kiss somebody. I mean, for you.
Start it slow, bro.
Yeah.
Don't, because you might end up maxing yourself out.
I don't believe Chad. That's the problem. Because I was gonna be like, just find a girl, go on a date, then if he's feeling you, kiss her.
Why you don't believe me though?
No, because this is outrageous.
Melly, I like real shit. I'm not. And people know, like, dude, my mom knows, like, everybody know that I'm a virgin. Like, it ain't even like no big secret or nothing.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, man. The thing is, if you're ready for it, then go for it. If you're still cool with still being a virgin until you're in a real relationship and something, keep doing it. You know?
Yeah.
He's not tripping.
Yeah, so
if you're not tripping, you got to start off slow. Start off holding hands, cuddling, kissing, feeling on, and then see what happens. Once you start doing that, you're going to want to hit something. Trust me. Trust me.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. You gave me such wonderful advice.
Be safe out here in these streets, bro.
I'm thankful for your time and everything.
All right.
Bye. Goodbye.